Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, I don't know who you are. I
we
have
are
a charge on my account, and I don't know what it's for.
We are a third-party call center that assists many companies with their accounts.
Your what?
A third-party call center.
So how do I find out who?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to say, can I have your zip code? I can see if you have an account here.
Okay, 92020.
92020.
Mm-hmm.
Your first and last name, please.
Beth Perrins.
Can you verify your address, please?
764 Pelican Way, El Cajon, California, 92020.
Okay. I see here that on March the 20th, you began a 14-day trial for the aloe vera face and eye serum that could be used to reduce fine lines, wrinkles, and the build of collagen.
I never received that. Why would I be charged for it if it was a trial?
That trial expired, and due to no cancellation of the trial, you then billed the full amount for that product.
And how much was it for?
You paid $14.15 for the shipping and handling, and $91.89. And the last two charges on April the 6th and 8th declined.
No, I don't. I did not receive that, and I do not want to pay for that.
It says it was delivered to you on March the 24th.
I never got it.
Okay, give me just a moment. I can track it for you. Since it was delivered March 24th, 12:25 p.m.
Well, I don't have it, and there's no way in this world that I would pay her that much money for anything. So I'm not going to pay it. I'll either take it off or I'll stop payment on it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I couldn't hear you.
I said either take it off, credit me, or I will stop payment on it. I never received anything like that.
You didn't receive it back in March?
I didn't receive anything like that, no. That's why I canceled it before. Or I didn't cancel it, but I called in and stopped it.
You called in before to stop it?
I called my bank and stopped it.
You stopped called in to stop the charge?
I stopped the charge because I had a charge on it in March. I said, I don't know what this is. I never received this. They credited my account. Now I have another charge.
Hold one moment. Okay, I see here that there was a chargeback on the card on April the 15th.
There was a what?
A chargeback. I'm guessing you did call your bank and got a dispute, I'm guessing.
Yes, I did, and it was credited back to my account.
Back. Yes, ma'am, it says it was chargeback.
I don't have a chargeback. I have a Chase bank.
I said it was charged back.
Charged back?
Yes, ma'am, on April the 15th.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, I talked to my bank on April the 8th, and had it was credited back to me.
And it says it was charged back on April the 15th?
So April the 15th, it was charged back to me?
Hold on, let me get with my supervisor.
Thank you, because I'm having a hard time understanding.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, once you filed that dispute with your bank, it was charged back by the bank.
Charged back to you.
Yes, ma'am, by the bank.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
So the account was canceled out. It won't be anything else we could do. It would just be up to them if they want to dispute it back.
Well, why,
I mean, give it back to you again.
Why would I get another charge?
No, I mean, after you filed the dispute, it was charged back after the dispute. That's what happened on April the 15th. I guess that means they did an investigation on it, but it was charged back from the bank after you did the dispute. They didn't charge you again.
Well, it didn't come through until April 28th. That's what I'm looking at now.
Yes, ma'am. It was a chargeback. It wasn't a new charge. It was a old chargeback.
Then I'll call the bank. Because I refuse to pay for that, and I want to know, do you have anything to do with Dermac Labs?
No, ma'am. This account is canceled out, though, so you shouldn't see any future charges, but that chargeback was from the bank.
Okay, then I will talk to the bank.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.